going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Ah, gentlemen, the slaughter feast has officially began. Now, before I get started, let us go ahead and bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect. And with that being said, this article was sent to me by J2001 over on MGTOW.TV, and it was published on the 20th of October. Man runs over girlfriend, then sits in his truck as onlookers help her, Montana cops say. An argument after a night of drinking turned deadly when a man ran over his longtime girlfriend in a grocery store parking lot, Montana cops say. It led to the arrest of Bradley Nagel, 53, who stayed in the Missoula parking lot while bystanders attempted to revive the woman, according to court documents. The victim, Lucille Sinek, quote unquote, sustained multiple crushing injuries to her body and died at a local hospital, police said. Nagel, who told officers he did not mean to run over his girlfriend, was charged with deliberate homicide and driving under the influence. He was jailed on a, $1 million bail, the Missoulian reported. Officers were first dispatched to the Winco Foods grocery store parking lot at around 8:40 p.m. Saturday for reports that a driver had struck a pedestrian, court documents show. Dispatchers learned the female victim was turning blue and Good Samaritans were administering CPR. As first responders arrived and found Sinek's quote-unquote injuries were severe, a responding corporal located Nagel in a Dodge Dakota, an affidavit states. Nagel showed signs he had been drinking as the officer observed his eyes were bloodshot, glossy, and dilated. His movements were slow and deliberate. His breath smelled of alcohol, according to court documents. He later told police he had three whiskeys and two or three beers at a nearby bar where he was drinking with Sinek. Nagel said he and Sinek were arguing about their relationship when he attempted to cool off by leaving the area in his truck, according to court documents. Sinek stood in front of his truck. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Nagel drove his truck forward in a jerking fashion, hoping that Sinek would move out of the way, according to the affidavit. Nagel explained that at some point, Sinek fell to the ground and he ran her over. One witness heard Sinek yell, "Stop, I'm stuck," before Nagel drove forward into his girlfriend. Another witness said Nagel told Sinek, "Get up, Lucy, don't die on me," before he moved his vehicle away from her, court documents show. "I just killed my old lady," Nagel told a witness, police said. That witness concluded the incident was an accident. Police reviewed surveillance footage from the grocery store, which showed the two arguing outside the truck before the fatal incident. As the boyfriend drove forward and made contact with Sinek, the truck moved over her body from the front end of the truck to the driver's side. The truck then accelerated and the female fell on her stomach, police said in their review of the surveillance. She landed underneath the truck between the front and rear driver's side tires, Once the female had fallen underneath the truck, the male stopped briefly before accelerating and driving over the female with his rear tire. He stood over her body for quote unquote a short time before moving the truck into a parking spot, according to the affidavit. Nagel later explained to officers that he quote unquote goosed it and boom, I guess I ran over her by the head. He told officers he thought his girlfriend would move, but she didn't, police said. Prosecutors argued that Nagel's initial court hearing Tuesday said that he showed a quote-unquote total disregard for the victim's life, and he consciously made a choice to harm her, the Missoulian reported. Well. Let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it happened in public. Five, method of execution, a truck. I'm going to have to go with a 10 on this one. Psychological impact, I'm going to go with a 5 on this one. Because even though there were good Samaritans, this really wasn't done out of malice per se. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to go with a 10 on this one, because crushing injuries, they're not quick and they're also not clean. So yeah, even though it wasn't done in malice, it was still pretty brutal getting ran over by a truck. So Mr. Nagel gets a score of 30. Gentlemen, there's one very interesting part to this whole thing. The fact that when he tried to cool off, which is something that men will do when arguments with women reach a certain point, she actually got in front of him, or should I say his truck. Now, E-Man 67 and Jada Black have recently uploaded videos of women doing this exact same thing to men inside of domiciles or inside of homes. Now, in the video that Jada Black uploaded, the woman said while she was being recorded, the favorite thing that women love to say when they decide, to try to hold a man hostage, which is technically false imprisonment, please don't put your hands on me. Now, why do women say that when they get in front of a man? Because they're trying to force a physical confrontation. Now, if she's in your way and you physically move her out of your way, she knows she can jump behind that phrase, you put hands on me. And of course, the outside observer, what are they going to think? Oh, he beat the crap out of her. Yeah, no. But all in all, this was a woman who decided to play that game of I'm going to stand in front of you and you're not going to do anything. Pretty much, you ain't going nowhere. I'm going to force this confrontation. And then if things get dicey, I'm going to jump behind the good old Duluth model. But guess what? She played a stupid game. She won a stupid prize. Oh, well, it is what it is. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, believe it or not, the power is going to eventually go out. feminism and your ability to use the Duluth model to pretty much falsely imprison men, we'll go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, there will come a point to where if you jump in a man's way, he's going to give you one warning to get out of his way. And guess what? He's going to go through you. And hey, that's going to end up possibly being another video for me to do in the form of a man who put the mask on. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.